All right, getting a chance now to speak with Matty Botas and Taylor McCready as well here in a moment. But, Matty, I guess your thoughts on being able to get back out there and have another track seat.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this season, and, like, everyone on the team is, because last year we got robbed of the season, which is really sad. So this year we're really working hard, and, yeah.
Personal goals, what have you thought about, and what do you want to work on this year?
This year my main focus is going to be the 4x8, because I love that team so much, and it's, like, my favorite race. And then I'll probably run the mile a little bit, and I just hope to keep cutting my time down in both of those.
Team goals, what have you guys talked about?
Well, we want to go to state. That's the main goal. But team goals, just keep close, keep each other positive, cheer everyone on, just, yeah.
It seems like some of the other, you know, events or sports throughout the year have had a pretty good atmosphere. Do you feel like this team has a pretty good, I guess, feeling around it, and are you guys tight?
Yes, we are definitely tight this year. And, like, especially, like, the mid-distance group, because we, like, train together, so it's super easy. We just, like, all talk, you know, crack some jokes when it's tough, and, like, keep everybody up.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be exciting to get it back out there. Unfortunately, who knows what's going to end up being the case here with being at home, but you're going to get the opportunity to be out there. I guess anything in particular that you're really looking forward to?
Just the meets, just getting out there and running with everyone, and just the team aspects.
All right, thanks a lot. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
All right. Taylor, obviously you've been able to have some success doing different events here for this team throughout the years, and of course, cross-country relating into that as well. But I guess, what are you looking forward to here the most?
I'm just looking forward to being able to go out and be on the track again. I mean, I've missed this sport so much, and it's one of those situations where you really don't realize how big of an impact, like, it has on you until it's taken away from you. So, I mean, that was definitely something that I'm pretty sure we all struggled with last spring. It's just the thought of, oh, crap, like, I only have one more season now. Like, all of a sudden you go from sophomore season to senior season. You have nothing in between there.
That's true. Personal goals, what are you looking forward to? What are you trying to accomplish here?
Honestly, I just want to hopefully make it back to state and definitely bring my times down. That was something I was really going to focus on last year, but I couldn't. So pretty much what I did was take my goals from last year and just put it on to this year.
I guess throughout the season, how do you look at that? Are you trying to take incremental steps along the way? Are you trying to hit certain time marks throughout the year? Or are you just trying to get better all the time?
Yeah, I have time goals. In the 15, I would like to get below 5, in the 8 under a 220, and the 15, or the 3000, I'd like to get in, like, the low 1040s, high 1030s, somewhere in there. And I mean, as long as, like, I feel like I had a good race and I gave it my all, like, yeah, I could be disappointed if I didn't necessarily get the time, but, like, that's one of my biggest goals, just give it all you got every race, every meet.
How's it been going so far? Are you guys out there having fun prepping and training?
Yeah, even during the harder workouts, we all try to, like, keep each other positive. And even when, like, one day someone might not be, like, feeling well, or, like, they're really tired, we just try to bring them up and be like, hey, like, kind of like the tough love. Like, I know you're really tired, but, like, you got to keep going. Like, remember, we lost last year, and so we kind of had that chip on our shoulder, and we just keep reminding each other of that.
Well, and I had an opportunity a little bit ago here to talk to Addie, and she's kind of, you know, following in your footsteps, some of those longer distance events. I guess, is you seen this as an opportunity to maybe be a little bit of a leader in that regard and help somebody out and bringing them up?
Yeah, definitely. I've been practicing a lot with Ava Rush. And, like, when we do hill sprints or when we do a workout together, I'm like, okay, I'm always like, Ava, get up here. Like, get up here. Stay with me. And she does a really good job of that. And I am super proud of how far she's come from, even with cross country her freshman year. Like, I'm just proud to see how far she's come, and she's only a sophomore, and I can't wait to see how she does the rest of her high school career.
All right, well, good luck to you this year. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, now I'm speaking with a group of seniors here for the Atlantic Girls Track and Field team, and we're starting here with Haley Rasmussen. Haley, looking forward for the opportunity to get out there and compete this track season.
Yeah, last year brought a lot of frustration to all of us. We were bummed out we missed out on a whole season. So we're just taking that momentum from last year and from our sophomore year as seniors into this, our last season of track, obviously, and we're just going to leave it out on the track.
Team goals, what have you guys talked about?
We just want to perform really well at the conference meet, the state qualifying meet, and especially the state meet at the end of the year, but also every other meet in between. We just want to try our best.
You've had some success and been able to get to state in a few events, so I guess what events are you working hard on and focusing on and planning on competing on in this year?
Yeah, sophomore year, we placed at state in the distance medley and the 4x4. So I hope that those are two events that we can maybe place higher this track season at the state meet. Also, the 200 is a really big race for me, and then long jump as well.
All right. And I guess any personal goals you have for yourself as well in some of those individual events?
Well, last year we didn't really have like a place to kind of set our PRs, so it's kind of different this year. We just have to go out there and see what our times are going to be the first meet, and then just improve on them from there.
Thanks, Haley.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Alyssa Derby. Alyssa, you're part of a couple of those events as well that were able to get to state a couple years ago. I guess your thoughts and excitement on being involved in that again.
Yeah, last year not having a season was really disappointing because we knew we were going to do really great and maybe even place in the top three at state as a team. I think not having a season last year is going to really help with our boost our momentum.
Personal goals for yourself, anything you thought about personally?
I definitely want to improve on my 400 time, and I'm kind of slow coming out of the block, so I really want to improve on that. Yeah, I guess I just really want to improve on my endurance. And
you kind of take a step-by-step approach to improving throughout the season. Obviously, everybody probably has times in their head of what they want to be at the end of the year, but are you trying to hit certain marks along the way?
Yeah, when I'm in the race, I don't really think about it because I guess I'm just thinking about, you know, trying to get us in a good place. I always tell myself, like, I want to hit a certain time, and I go out and I try to do that. So.
Well, good luck this year with them.
Thank you.
All right, Lauren Nicholas. Lauren, are you excited to get out there and get the opportunity to run again?
Yeah, I'm really excited for this year. I think we have a lot of good girls who came back, and I'm really, really excited to see what we can do this year.
I guess, well, what kind of sense have you gotten on a team level? I know just coming off a successful basketball season, you were very close and had a lot of fun together. Do you feel like you have that same kind of atmosphere here within the track program?
I think so. We have a lot of really good girls, and we're all close friends on and off the field, so I think we can get a lot done.
Personal goals for yourself, what have you thought about?
I really want to get my steps down for the discus and hopefully place in some meets and just overall improve my strength and endurance.
Any other goals? I guess they've kind of talked about some of the team level stuff, but anything else that stood out to you?
I think we have a really good shot of winning the conference meet, and I think a lot of the girls can make it in state for a variety of events, so I'm really excited for that.
Well, good luck this year. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Caroline Pellett. We've been seeing a lot of her here lately. Caroline, are you excited to get out there again?
Yeah, I sure am, especially losing last season. So we're excited to show what we can do as a team.
Yeah. Personal goals, what have you thought about?
I'm really hoping to cut off some time on my both shuttle hurdle split and 100-meter hurdle time, and just look really strong coming over the hurdles and get my form down for that as well as sprinting. So.
The team goals that you've thought about as well?
Yeah, I think just, you know, not as much of the, like, stats things, but just have a really good team feel and communication and just dedication. I think that there's a lot of girls that they are here because they want to be here, and that's a great thing. So just keep that team feeling going and continue to support each other.
I haven't asked anybody else this yet, but it's just been a couple of years now since Matt has taken over the girls' side of the track program. I guess, how do you feel like that's gone, and what, I guess, has it been different about the program now?
Yeah, I feel like he really knows what he's talking about and the workouts that he is putting together for us. So I think he does a great job training all the distance, mid-distance, and sprinters. And then Derek Hall, he was new last year, and so we didn't get to experience a lot with him, but he's done a great job just encouraging us and keeping us. He's the sprinter coach, so he's been keeping us going and just at our full 100%. And then recently, Roger Warren joined too, so he's helping the throwers, and I think he's a great person to help with that. So.
All right. Obviously, something like this is always going to help you in other endeavors, and you've recently decided you're going to continue to play softball, so I'm sure that's something you feel like helps out.
Yes, for sure. It's a big part, not only just getting the team feeling going into the softball season, but also just the speed and the competitiveness helps a lot for the next sport and in any season. So.
All right. Well, good luck this year.
Thank you.
All right. Now speaking with Senior Kennedy Gergen. Kennedy, how excited are you for the opportunity to have a track season here?
I'm so excited. We got it taken away from us last season, and so we just want to show people what we got this season.
You're a middle distance runner. Talk about the events that you've been focusing on and plan to be participating in this year.
So mostly I'll be focusing on the 4x8. We have a lot of expectations for that. We got a lot of times that we want to hit, and then I'll also participate in the Open 8.
Well, and you were able to make it to state with that 4x8 last year. Talk about that experience and I guess what kind of goals you're setting for yourself now.
Yeah, my sophomore year we made it to the 4x8 to state. We have three returnees from that team. And so I feel like we have a really good chance again just to try and get our times down more and just focus on that time getting there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you kind of have little benchmarks that you set for yourself throughout the season to get to that ultimate goal at the end of the year, or how do you approach that?
Yeah, just every meet, just trying to get that time down a little bit farther. I mean, we made it to the state meet our sophomore year, so now if we can actually do something in place, that would be amazing.
Early on in the season, I'm sure it's getting back in the groove of things and figuring out what you're going to work on. I guess, how has that gone so far?
You know, we've been pushing a lot in practice. We've been having some really hard practices, but just keeping a positive mindset throughout the whole team really helps us.
Well, you have a lot of athletes around you, I'm sure, that have high expectations for themselves as well. And as a team, you talked about those team goals.
Yeah, so our team goals, we really want to focus on that conference championship. That's a big goal. And then just working hard as a team and trying to make a name for ourselves.
Yeah, get as many events as you can to that next level. Awesome.
For sure.
Well, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Right. Speaking with Addison DeArmond, junior here with the Atlantic Track and Field team. Addy, I guess talk about your excitement here for getting the opportunity to start a track season.
I'm super excited to have a track season this year. Not having a track season last year really sucked, especially when we put in all that work right away. But we're definitely running with a chip on our shoulder this year, and I'm just super excited to get back out on the track.
What events have you been working on and looking forward to?
So I run more of the distance races. So I run like the 3,000, the occasional 1,500, and the 3,000 is definitely my favorite race.
Okay. What type of goals have you talked about, I guess, personally and as a team?
So as a team, we're definitely coming for that conference championship. That's really been on our minds. And then personally, I'm really wanting to get under 12 minutes in the 3,000. That was my PR my freshman year, and I'm hoping I'm a little faster this year.
Yeah, I guess talk a little bit about that process. How does that go throughout the season? Are you just trying to incrementally get times a little bit better along the way? Do you have different benchmarks, different points of the season you're trying to hit?
Yeah, so we've really been hitting the speed work a little bit more for me because I have I kind of struggle with foot speed a little bit. The endurance for me is okay, but the foot speed is where I really struggle. And like the last kick of the race, sometimes I tend to get beat there. So we've been really working on that.
Well, you certainly have someone to learn from well during the distance portion of that with Taylor. Uh-huh. She's had a lot of success. Has it been fun working with her?
I love working with Taylor. She's really positive all the time. And that really, I sometimes tend to get in my head a little bit if, like, I'm not running well or if it's a hard workout. So she's always super positive, and that really helps me out.
All right. Well, good luck this season.
Thank you.
An opportunity to catch up with Atlantic Girls track and field coach Matt Mullenix. Coach, thanks for joining us here.
Well, thanks. Glad you guys came out today. Yeah. This is kind of a nice event here.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're excited to have this opportunity. You didn't get the chance last year, and I know all the girls said that they are really anxious and maybe didn't realize how much they missed it until they didn't have the opportunity to do it last year. So I'm sure you're anxious to get back out there.
Yeah, that's definitely true. You know, you don't really know that you miss something until you actually miss it, and so that is definitely true. But yeah, they've kind of really, as we got to go in here these last couple of weeks, they're like really, the excitement's kind of building, especially this past week. You could kind of really see it start to click and understand that, you know what, wow, we've missed this last year and just really excited to have this opportunity because, you know, our spring sorts were the only things that didn't get to participate last year. Everything else got a role except for us. So I know they're excited.
Yeah. Well, I know they've all been involved in other stuff as well, but is there a little bit of a reintroduction and getting back into that kind of shape with track as you start this season?
Yeah, it is. You know, we kind of had that first year 2 years ago with our groups here and as my first year, and you could kind of see things kind of flip on there, learn how to compete. And coming back last year, yeah, I think there was a lot of a lot of anticipation for last season with our returnees, the seniors that we had last year coming in. You know, some of those juniors we were expecting to kind of have that year that catapulted them into this senior year. So, you know, so yeah, I think that's was kind of missed in there. And now you're kind of with the upperclassmen, as we've talked quite a bit, you know, they were sophomores and freshmen. And now we've got kind of two freshman class for us as a group. And so, you know, the upperclassmen, good job of mentoring them and making them understand, you know, how we kind of do things and our competitive level and how we run practices and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a little bit of that reintroduction, as you would say, get things going again.
It seems like this is a pretty close group from the other sports I've been able to follow with them. They all seem to get along pretty well and have a good time with each other, and they all say that. Mm-hmm. And so it seems like it's a group that has that kind of team mindset.
Yeah, it is, and we, of course, preach that. You know, I kind of call track and field, it's kind of the melting pot of everything. You know, you've kind of got your throwers over here that throw the discus, and then you kind of pull in some of your cross country gals in there, and then you got your volleyball, basketball, whatever, that kind of your sprinters. So, you know, it's a little bit of everything kind of coming into one sport that you may not see in some of these other sports in there. So to kind of get them all to gel and cooperate, and a lot of people think of track as an individual. And so trying to get that team concept is something that also you got to try to build. And the more we can do that, the better, because then they understand that I'm always competing for my friend, my teammate that's out there. And at the end of the day, if I compete as hard and put the points on the board, we're going to win as a team. It's kind of something that, you know, Coach Duff has done really well with his wrestling program. They're able to go to dual meets and stuff and have those good dual records and tournaments and such, and, you know, win those. So, you know, it's kind of the same thing that we're trying to build.
On that front, team goals, what have you guys talked about?
Well, we definitely figure that anytime we're competing for Hawkeye 10 title, you know, if you can win your conference at your regional level, then you know you're doing some good things. And so if we can kind of take care of that and compete at that top level, then we know that when we head off to districts and then to the state meet, we got some good potential in there. So it's just like everybody else. You want to win that conference. So that's the big thing in there. Always be at the top. And so that's kind of where we're at. I think this group, you know, we talk about up there on the banner, the last number on that banner was 2003, and this group, they were just infants, and some of them not born. And you know, the girls track program here is just a real rich history and tradition, and so trying to just kind of grab some of those you know, titles back in there. There's 22 altogether, but it's been a long time since number 22, so we kind of want to get that number back up on the banner up here.
Well, I know you got some exciting opportunities as far as potential events as well. You've had returners from 4x4, 4x8, some of the distance running there for Taylor, and some of the other events that Haley's been having some success at. So I'm sure that that's something they're excited about, the opportunity to try to get back there again.
Yeah, exactly. And you kind of heard earlier in the week, I think, you know, like kind of with Caroline and Haley, some of them with their signing to play softball, I think they kind of missed out on an opportunity with the track last year to kind of catapult them, and maybe that would have came into the picture for them. But they're all just real good athletes in general. And so, you know, even in there, that they're going to compete hard. And, you know, when they convert it out onto the track, it's going to be some big things. And, yeah, we're kind of up there. That sophomores that are now seniors, you know, they, you know, did very nicely at the state meet in Class 3A. So that's, again, going back to last year, missing out on that. And they all understand that there's an opportunity out here this year. And like I said, they're kind of doing a good job of pulling along some of the underclassmen. And I think we're going to see a few surprises. And we've kind of got a few surprises for ourselves. We're kind of maybe going to put some of our athletes as well down the road that maybe they hadn't been in the past. So, yeah, I think we're going to be able to compete and put some points up on the board.
Well, and as you said, you know, kind of, I guess your second real year now, getting an opportunity to have a full season. And I understand Coach Hall was on board for last year and now will be this year for first time in action. So that's kind of fun, I'm sure, for you, too, to get more of that stuff that you were planning and implementing to get back out there.
Yeah, we did. You know, we came into last year with a lot of excitement and enthusiasm to build off that first year. And yeah, and then to kind of just get it yanked from us, you know, that was just unfortunate. But, you know, we kind of took the time from last year some self-reflection myself, you know, and took an opportunity to sit through some webinars and kind of learn some different things about the sport and improve myself as a coach. And it also allowed Coach Hall and I actually some one-on-one time as well. You know, we were able to learn some of those things and get together. We kind of got the ball rolling there last year, and then yeah, got stopped, but he kind of kept that learning process going. He's just excited, you know, to come back in this year with the, because he kind of oversees some of our sprint stuff, which goes right in line, you know, with our weights and speed and agility stuff that the kids do in the summer that he's kind of oversaw the last few years. So, yeah, it's working out good.
Well, look forward to following the team. Appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Chris.